All right.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4.
Everybody.
Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thursday. I wanted to share one of these cool things that I had happen, because we're always talking about the positivity and spreading the good news. And there was this fun story about a lady here in town who does DoorDash. And so she goes into these restaurants all the time, and people get to see her because she's doing this, you know, making extra money. And often her little kiddo's with her, as sometimes that's what we have to do as parents. Anyway, she went into Abby's, and they went to pick up an order, and they were so nice. They actually gave her a gift certificate to have lunch, a lunch date with her son who comes in with her. And so she posted this wonderful little rave about that and showed pictures of her and her son on their lunch date. And so I just want to say, y'all, if you're out there and you're hungry and you want some pizza, go tell Abby's Pizza you're there because of that kind deed that they did to somebody else and that you're really impressed by that. So I know we're eating pizza this weekend and we're going there, and I'm going to tell them that. So I encourage all the listeners, if you're feeling like pizza, go to Abby's. Tell them that's why you're there, and hopefully we can keep cool things like this happening in our community, because that's super awesome. And I also wanted to mention that in the studio joining me today is Carlos, who is the manager of Umpqua Survival, and Umpqua Survival is the sponsor of the new segment that we're kind of launching off this week, which is called the Local Business Buzz. So Carlos, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me in, Shannon.
I'm super excited. And Alan Painter, the owner of Premier Insurance, is back with me. This is the trifecta, y'all.
Well, as soon as I heard that Carlos was going to be here, I'm sorry, folks, I'm running a little bit late, but I ran down here so I could get on the air and talk to Carlos. So it's like, yep. You know, it really is one of my favorite toy stores to go hang out in.
Hey, we love our Second Amendment. So thank you. And Alan's the sponsor of this whole show, so we have the sponsors of the shows here, so, and segments. So thank you both for being here, and we're excited to launch this off. We've tantalized them a little bit over the last week of what we'll be doing and the purpose of it. And Ellen, this was actually kind of your brainchild when we had the creative meeting of moving forward and the importance of it to you. So
Well, yes, and like I said last week, you know, We know our community partners. We know our businesses as a business. And we don't often really have the time when we go in the store to get to know the people behind the business. And let's face it, we can buy insurance anywhere. We can buy, you know, survival equipment anywhere. But there's a reason we go to stores, and that's because of people. And I thought, hey, let's take a little time out while we're all on the radio. We're driving around. We got a little bit of time to get to know the people behind the brands that we hear so much about. You know, we hear Premier Insurance ads and Umpqua Survival ads. I thought, let's get to know the people behind. Why are they in business? You know, what possessed them to open up? You know, it's one of the hardest things to do in the world, to start a new business.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so, you know, get a little bit of inside the arena, and get to know these people a little bit more, and what makes them truly special for our community, their employees, and everybody around.
And it was fun, Carlos, because when we were talking about, we kind of at Premier Insurance have things that are super important to us and that we value, and when your organization, your company was brought up, we're like, well, that just seems to be like two peas in a pod. Like, we should have been together before now, somehow doing something. So excited to blend the families here, so to speak, and have this wonderful partnership. So we're really excited.
Oh, absolutely. And to be able to have Umpqua Survival come as a partner and to kick off the segment, even if they weren't a partner, to have them kick off the segment, because they are so critically important to our community. And you know, the hard thing about business is what makes us special. A lot of things that makes us special that we can't put in print. Well, we could, but we all don't want to be arrogant about it. I mean, and to be able to talk about the things that Umpqua Survival is doing in our community and the, how they're giving back. I think it's important for us to see that and, you know that even if something's a little more, you know, at his store, that money comes back to the community and people are being blessed by it.
Right. That's what Carlos and I were talking ahead of time.
I was super excited when you guys came to me and asked about being involved with this. I like the idea behind the show in general, and to add a segment like that to it, I think is great. I like things that impact our community directly, so this show definitely is all about that, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. So.
Well, we're really excited for you to be here, too, and I have to say that it's like, that is what the show's about, and that is what we're trying to get out there, and it's, you know, praising things in the community and all the good deeds that go on here and celebrating, uplifting, and educating. That's what the Q stands for. So, super excited to talk about this, but since each week on the Local Buzz, we'll be talking about what Alan said, you know, the businesses, how they started, and philosophies and stuff. Do you want to share a little bit about Umpqua Survival? And
yeah, when did you begin? When did your journey start?
Well, I started with Umpqua Survival about 4 years ago. They were looking for a manager, and actually my wife's the one that told me about the position. I didn't even know anything about it.
Sarah, what a wonderful woman to send her husband to work at that toy store.
Sarah is a good woman, y'all.
And it just, it worked out. You know, they were not in a great spot as far as business-wise, and really they just needed a little bit of leadership that had experience with retail, and that's where I came from. So I came in and, you know, did some, you know, we changed some stuff up and just slowly started growing. One of the first things we did was, you know, upgraded the building, made it so that you could notice it, because before it was beige with mirror windows, so you almost, it was almost invisible when you drove by at 50 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So we brightened it up and just like I said, started making some little changes to bring people in.
Well, ironic, you know, it's I what first drew me into the store, because like you said, I mean, it used to be a store that you would just drive past and it didn't jump at you.
Wonder what it was.
But they had a reader board sign out. And I don't remember exactly, something like the hot cashier behind the counter. Well, they were referencing Carlos. But that brought me in the store and it was about that time that I got to meet Carlos. And seeing the transformation of the store over the last few years, it's really been amazing. You know, I think the reach, you meet a lot of the needs of more sportsmen and survivalists and campers. And so talk to me a little bit about what you offer to the community as far as your products.
Yeah, well, we're probably about half gun store and then half camping, survival, hunting supplies, shooting sports in general. We try and cater to have more products for backpackers and preppers or survivalist type people. But really, we have a lot of people that come in that have a general idea of what they're looking for, but really don't know specifically what it is. So we do a lot of education. You know, we do a lot of helping people to learn about new products and just getting people in general to try and be a little bit more prepared for everyday life. And so that's what we spend a lot of time doing in there.
Well, you know, that's one thing I noticed. I mean, I do. I'm an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment, but I'm not an expert. And it can be intimidating, whether it's survival stuff or firearms, to go somewhere where you feel comfortable, kind of showing your ignorance.
Exactly.
And to be able to go in there and be have it, you know, explain things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really enlightening for me, and not only from the staff but the customers, you know, and be able to go in there and not feel intimidated and be, you know, go back to the basics, you know. So it really, every time I go in there, it's an experience.
One of the most challenging things starting off was trying to change the store to be less intimidating to people that aren't gun people, basically. We have a lot of other things in the store And I want to encourage people to come in there, even if they're not there for firearms. And I want them to feel comfortable when they come in. A lot of people don't know that we're the county dealer for Boy Scout stuff. And, you know, a lot of those parents are coming in with their kids, and they might not feel comfortable being totally surrounded by guns and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we try and section off the store a little bit so you can get to the products that you want without having to be around other products that you don't really want to be around, if that's your feelings. You know, we try and cater to everybody. We're not trying to, you know, push our way of life on somebody else or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, it sounds like a really safe place to just come and get the knowledge and get the basics and figure out what you are interested in and move forward with that, because we know you guys do a lot of variety, and we're going to get into that here in the next segment. So, Carlos, I have a question for you now that Alan's here. So, were you born here?
Oh, yeah, I was born and raised here.
Thanks a lot. Still.
Oh, I said, I'm going to keep this going. I'm on week 2. I'm going to see how many weeks I can keep this roll going.
For all my fellow importees, yes, I moved here when I was 5, if you hadn't heard on previous shows, and I have an office full of staff that are all native-born, and they won't let me be a native-born Oregonian.
we'll give you a certificate someday.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
I can see that.
Once my role ends. Anyway, well, we're going to take a break here, and we will come back. And then, Carlos, I'd love for you to talk about the different classes and things that you offer. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment here with Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Your Cue. Shannon Sebastian here. I feel like I sound pretty loud here, but welcome back. And we are happy today to have in the studio Carlos, the
Hi.
Manager of the manager of Umpqua Survival, and Alan Painter. 3 weeks in a row, the trifecta is in the studio with me today. So thank you both for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It is kind of fun, even when we're having our technical difficulties. So, Carlos, when we left off, we wanted to talk about, you guys offer a wide variety of classes where people can come get the education that you were talking about, and adding some new ones. So if I name one off, can we talk about it a smidge here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so one of the classes that we had talked about is you have an AR build.
Oh, yeah. So about once every 3 or 4 months, we do a AR build workshop where customers get to come in. We supply all the parts, and we have a firearms instructor, armor, who goes through step-by-step how to assemble them. They get to put it all together. They learn all the intricate ins and outs of their weapon. And when they're all done, they leave with a weapon they built themselves. And it's a real good time. I buy everybody lunch during the class. It's about 4 hours long, so it takes a little while. But it's been very popular.
Now, I would think that would be, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good to me. I think I think I'm signing up.
I think I might be too.
Yeah.
Also, I know you do the classes for concealed and carries or things mm-hmm. like that out there. So is yours? I know there's different ones that allow you in different states. Or tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about what.
We have a couple different instructors. One of the instructors is strictly Oregon only. So we offer those classes a couple times a month, and then the other instructor does Oregon and Utah. So we offer those classes a couple times a month. We generally have 4 to 6 classes a month, and we can get you certified for Oregon only or for Utah, which covers, I think right now it's 32 states.
So are those held at the store, or are they held at, where are they?
That's at the store. We have a classroom in the back, and we actually, on our website, we have a training calendar that shows all our upcoming classes. And you can sign up on there, and then an employee will give you a call to get you secured on your spot. Or you can stop by, or however you want to do it.
What is that website address?
It's www.umpquasurvival.com.
Super simple. No excuses to not go sign up.
I can remember that one.
Well, remember it till tomorrow, and then we'll go sign up.
Or you're just going to Google it?
Yeah, that's my thing. Sometimes I have a brain lapse, and I forgot our phone number on air. And
to the office.
I told people, yeah, to the office that I work in every day and answer every day. And I had to tell people to Google it. So him not being born in Douglas County, that is his kickback
that's
to me,
all
is
I've
Google
got.
It.
Yeah.
He just has to say Google it. Okay, and you have a new one coming out, too.
Yeah, I've been working very hard to find a first aid instructor, and I finally found a first aid instructor, so we'll be offering certified first aid CPR classes in March. We'll start offering those. I'm just happy to have another class available.
Well, and that is huge.
It is.
That is huge. I guess I'm going to be missing a little bit of work, so I hope you guys don't miss me. I'm going to be back to school.
Yeah.
We also offer advanced concealed carry classes, which cover a little bit. It's half the regular concealed carry class, but it also covers a little bit more of self-defense and that stuff. We offer self-defense and situational awareness classes. And
I knew you were going to look right over at me.
I always tell Shannon, situational awareness.
Yeah.
I've lacked in it. I'm getting better. I do need the class.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hopefully in spring, probably around March, April, we're going to partner up with the South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club to utilize their range. And we're going to start offering some classes that are both firearms and self-defense hands-on classes, where if you're not super familiar and comfortable with your weapon, the instructor will be able to help you through that so that you feel more comfortable and more confident.
Stop looking at me. Like, literally all these apply to me right now. And we've had multiple conversations about it. So this is funny. It's right here in my hometown, and I've been struggling with this for a long time.
Yeah, and you've overcome a lot.
I'm getting better.
So the skill levels, I mean, do you have to have some knowledge of firearms, or is it basic classes? Is there, for maybe some of the Shannons of the world that were completely unfamiliar with firearms, that they can come in and learn the basics? And
well, as far as concealed carry classes, you're not required to have any real hands-on knowledge to get that certificate. Obviously, we encourage people to do that. And more people are actually asking for further training, which is awesome. That's why we're partnering with South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club, awesome. Is so that we can offer more of those basic beginner classes. Because we have a lot of people that are very interested, but they're also super uncomfortable. And, if you're not comfortable.
It's like preaching to the choir right here.
Yeah. If you're not comfortable and you're not confident, you're not going to carry the weapon. You're not going to carry. And it doesn't serve any purpose.
That's right.
If you're not going to have it,
right.
I'm working on it.
So you're doing better, Shannon.
I'll take the class. But I did. I really had a phobia, actually, of handguns in particular, because I loved a rifle shoot, and long range is my specialty. But something about a handgun actually made me so horribly uncomfortable. And I would physically shake, and it was a legit thing. And so just even trying to get over that, and now trying to keep that going where I stay comfortable.
And a lot of it's usually just the lack of opportunity, and we're trying to get more of that. We've had lots of people ask us about doing classes for kids and doing women's only classes and that stuff, and it's our full intention to offer those eventually. It's a slow process to get that all worked out.
We're launching on the launching pad.
Yeah.
Well, I had a concealed carry for all the ladies in my office before Shannon was there. And it was really a neat experience for them. Most of them, still don't carry a weapon, but the familiarity, they weren't scared of the weapon anymore. So it's really neat. I encourage everyone that has a weapon to sign up for these classes. Like Carlos said, you wouldn't just jump into a car and start driving. You get lessons, you learn at it. So get out there, get familiar with it, and learn. And the instructors that you have down there are just amazing. So I'd encourage everyone to go online and sign up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go online. Check out the calendar. We'll fill your classes up. UmpquaSurvival.com. Any other classes?
We also offer reloading classes. And we actually have a survival instructor who we've tried to schedule a couple of survival classes, but lots of people ask for them, but not a lot of people sign up for them. So if that's something you're interested in, by all means, let us know, and I will get more of them on the schedule.
Yeah, if people show interest, you have to take that a step further, and I get that. So if people are interested, call Umpqua Survival, and that's at, because I write this down, 541-673-6666?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, gotcha. Call them. Call Carlos. Tell him you're interested in that.
I think we've all gotten a small taste recently of what can happen with snowpocalypse and those things. And how many of us thought we were prepared only to have that incident happen? I mean, it was a bad situation, but it's probably one of the greatest situations if we learn from it and use it. Because I thought I was prepared, and it turns out I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. So I went down and visited with Carlos. You know, I learned some things down there. About some dried foods and things like that that they have in the store, and you know, so take that experience and learn from it. Don't just say, "Oh, it'll never happen again." I mean, look what happened last week. We had a mini snowpocalypse, so you never know. So be prepared.
Absolutely, preparedness is the best way to not have to.
I've had a lot of people that have come into the store and they've told us, you know, I thought this was just one of those crazy prepper stores or whatever, and. The funny thing is like, I'm personally not like that at all. But I do try and teach people. It's not about being prepared for a zombie apocalypse or, you know, any of these giant crazy things you see on TV. It's more about being prepared for everyday events. You know, my wife and I go for drives in the mountains all the time. So, you know, obviously we carry a little bit of food in the truck and we carry, you know, a little bit of tools and a first aid kit and that kind of stuff. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
The snowpocalypse that you're talking about, you know, everybody that thought they were prepared really wasn't for that. And, you know, and it's little steps at a time to get there.
Well, and we got a little, you know, recently with COVID, the supply chain disruptions. I mean, not a weather thing, not a, you know, economic thing. It was just a supply chain problem. And to this day, going to the store, we see empty shelves. And it shows you how vulnerable we are. You know, where our medicines are coming from out of country, we need to prepare for those things. We just can't, you know, the good old days of everything's waiting at the store for us. And I heard a statistic that was really alarming, that the average person in this country has food for 2 to 3 days. That means in a couple of days in an emergency, everybody's running to the store at the same time. And they're emptying the shelves. So, I went to the Umpqua Survival, got some dry food, got it in buckets. You know, like I said, it's not for the zombie apocalypse. It's for Snowmageddon and or anything else, because I surely don't want to miss a meal. You know, so, you know.
I have a question, Carlos. So I went with my husband this year when he went hunting in Idaho, and they've hit bad weather back there. And so he was extra prepared, and they wanted to take some of those meals in the bags that you just add the water or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I see on the shelf an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Do I buy it? Do I actually eat it?
I have not taken that plunge, and it's a great question. I've always wondered about this too.
Oh, so I'm intrigued immensely. So you notice I'm not asking about any of the other meal choices. I just want to know about the ice cream sandwich.
Tell us. They're freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches, and you don't actually add water to those. You just eat them. The texture's a little bit different because it's freeze-dried, but it tastes exactly like an ice cream sandwich. I actually got a few of those for my kids on Christmas a couple years back and put them in their stockings.
Uh-huh.
But we have tons of customers that just grab those every time they come in because they like them. They're actually pretty good.
I'm going to buy one now and open the package.
Shannon, that'd be perfect. You wouldn't be dripping ice cream all over your desk.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think we need to run there.
This isn't even about survival. This is just about amenities now.
Exactly.
I encourage people to try that kind of stuff, because the worst thing is if you actually need this stuff, and then you discover that you just cannot stand what you have. So if you use it once in a while, you know, you become familiar with it. You know the ones that you like. You know the things you don't like. And
try them when your life doesn't depend on
them. Exactly. And you understand how to use them.
Right.
So.
Survive in style. I like that.
Well, luckily he had my son Garrett with him, and he knew all about that. So, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Welcome back to your cue. Shannon Sebastian in studio with Alan Painter from Premier Insurance and Carlos from Umpqua Survival. Thanks, guys. All right, we're here. It is the time where the local business buzz will be happening in the future starting next week. So, again, Carlos, thank you for sponsoring this segment of the show where we'll be able to highlight local businesses, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
But we're going to talk about all the other exciting things that are happening. So with this segment being sponsored, is what I should say, it affords the opportunity for local businesses to come in and tell us about themselves and anything that's exciting and new or what they're doing great for our community. And so that's really exciting. But we're also doing some fun things with Carlos. His generosity has not stopped there with Umpqua Survival. And they will be having a raffle each week where you can go into the store and sign up for the raffle, and they will draw a name, and we will announce it every Thursday on the show. So winner, winner.
And can I sign up and be a winner every week?
You're out.
Come on, I'm trying to get my wife off my hind end from spending so much money there.
I know. Well, I had to tell my husband, honey, because it's the show and I host it, you can't do it either.
It's an investment.
Yeah, I know. But everybody else listening can, because, you know, you're you and I'm me and Jeff's him and we're out. That just increased your odds right there, people. So, Carlos, we want them to come to Umpqua Survival. You're going to have a box there and a sign where they'll know where to sign up, because you have multiple exciting things that happen in Umpqua Survival with raffles.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to specify what raffle they want to be a part of, because we do a lot of different stuff. So.
And where, by the way, we say go out to the store. Where is the store?
It's at 2896 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. It's a bright blue and green building as you're heading out of town.
With the great Sasquatch mural on the side.
Yeah, it you is. Can take a selfie with Sasquatch.
Oh.
Amazing
mural. I hadn't
mural.
Thought about that.
Yep.
That'd be funny.
Absolutely.
And it's bright. So if you don't know your right from your left, you're going to see it anyway. Because some people are like, is it on the right side or the left side? And it's like, you won't miss it. Blue and green.
I've also been told that we're a Pokestop. So if you got your kids and they play that Pokemon Go game,
Pokemon
if they
Go.
Come there, they can do whatever they do on that game there.
Oh.
So. Wondering why all these kids are wandering into the store, huh?
I haven't seen it happen yet, but I have been told by multiple people that is there.
It's probably one of those Boy Scouts. That's super fun. My grandsons do that. So they're 10 and 6, and they like to do the Pokemon Go and find things. And they found one in Red Robin one day, and I'm like, what are you talking about? You found something? And they're like, look. And it was digital, so it's kind of fun if people don't know what that is. So, Carlos, what will you be giving away each week that we'll be announcing here on the radio?
So we'll be giving away a $25 gift certificate to the store, to Umpqua Survival, every week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can check out some of the stuff that we sell and some of the stuff that we do. If you want to enter to win one of our other raffles, you'll have that opportunity as well.
And let's talk about this, because this is one of the really cool things, honestly, that I just love about you guys, that you do a charity raffle every month. And so for January, tell us about the gun and the cause.
Okay. Yeah. So every month we give away a gun, and we give all the profit to a different organization. We try and make sure that all the organizations are benefiting people here locally. This month we're giving away a Kel-Tec sub 2000 9mm carbine and a little range bag and a bunch of stuff, Umpqua survival stuff, and it's a whole little package. All the profits are going to go to Easter Seals Oregon homeless veteran reintegration program. They help homeless veterans you know, find housing, find jobs, you know, reintegrate back into the community, basically. And that'll all be going to the Douglas County section of that. So.
And that's through Easter Seals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing we don't hear, how these organizations are touching people's lives. And think about that, you know, we'd all love to, you know, own a house that we could house these homeless veterans in who've given so much for our country. And just for the cost of a raffle ticket, we can help open that door for them. So get on down to Umpqua Survival and sign up for the raffle.
That's a raffle we could probably do because we're paying money.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're
donating.
Yeah, one of my customers is the one. He went to work for them, and he's their representative, so he brought it to me. It works out great.
Well, and it's just such a worthwhile cause. And, you know, when we talked about what we kind of stand for on the show and what makes us proud and stand out loud. And, you know, we do talk about the Lord on the show and prayer requests for people. And, you know, and we talk about our love for the veterans and patriotism and things like that on the show. So it's like, here's your charity now doing something that's right in line with
God, guns, and country.
Yeah.
Right? So, I would the Catch 22 and you guys were doing a raffle. And it was just an amazing rifle. And it, you know, you to do this monthly, I mean, to do it once a year, I mean, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But for a business to step up and do this monthly, because these things aren't cheap. I mean, they do cost money.
Right, absolutely.
And so it's one thing to talk the talk, but Umpqua Survival walks the walk and stepping up and putting their money where their mouth is and giving us so much back for our community. So that was the impetus of why we wanted to have this segment to show and to see the impact that we can have. And so everybody else gets thinking, what can I do? What can I do? Because we can, if you can't do a gun raffle, go buy a raffle ticket.
You know, right.
Baby steps.
How much are the raffle tickets? Is it the same price each month or does it change depending on the giveaway?
No, it's always the same price. Raffle tickets are $10 a piece, unless you spend $25 in the store, and then they're $5.
There you go. Win-win. Uh-oh.
Angie just got in trouble.
Sorry, hon.
Sorry, Angie. That was bad.
So I have to buy something to get it on sale. And she says buying things on sale is always good,
right? That's a huge discount. Yeah. That's a huge discount. Oh. Yeah, that's exciting. So go put in for the free raffle for $25 gift card each week. So I want to emphasize that this is every week. So on, you know, Thursday when Carlos or Umpqua Survival pulls that raffle ticket, we're going to dump that box. So you have to keep going in every week and check it out. And that way every paycheck go in and...
and the neat thing about it, Shannon, is they do have a lot of consigned guns in there. So each week there is something new. And it's really neat to see what new showed up this week, to see some very unusual items. So their consignment is really fit a need in this community. So it is really neat to go in there and see what's new this week.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's new for me, an ice cream sandwich. I'm all about it now. Okay. And so every month the charity changes, though, and you do usually put that on your website. I've seen.
Yeah, we always put it on our website. Yeah. We put it on our social media.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. So, yeah.
Check out Umpqua Survival. Go there, put in, tell them you're there for the radio show raffle. And if you also want to buy some money and get discounted raffle tickets, get in for that gun or just give a donation.
If you're affiliated with a local nonprofit that is interested in being a part of it, just come talk to me or email me or whatever, and I'm always looking for new organizations and different people to help out.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And the thing is that you really do, and like, for example, when we were at the Ride for 22 that you just mentioned a bit ago, that was a custom gun. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and I was really disappointed I didn't win that one.
Ride for 22 is probably one of the biggest events that we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend a couple months beforehand figuring out what kind of gun we're going to do, and it's always something customized. It's always something that's worth thousands of dollars because we raise a lot of money with that.
Right.
And I think that organization is amazing. So
yeah, and for those of you not familiar, there was, again, another organization supporting veterans and suicide, wasn't it, Carlos?
Yeah, veteran suicide awareness is what they're all about.
And it was a neat meeting and dinner and raffle,
a fun event.
And we had fun and raised the most money, I believe they said, in the state of Oregon. And again, shows the kind of people we have in this county. I mean,
yeah,
with the people stepped up then, you know, Carlos, his business, mm-hmm. they stepping up. They don't even have a cause, people. They're looking for causes. So, you know, like you said, they just want to give back to our community. So I encourage everyone, if you know a worthy organization, to reach out. That's I'm really happy that Carlos got to kick off our business segment, because he's the heart and soul of what we're looking for in this county.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're doting and toting on you today. So yeah.
It's easy.
I'm blushing.
It is. And I forgot to say, I'm wearing my camo outfit today. I do wear camo. I like it sometimes. But this is cute camo for, I was thinking Umpqua Survival when I got ready. I'm like, I had to get my camo on. And then Carlos shows up in this nice plaid outfit. I got these two well-dressed guys here in their dress shirts.
Yeah, and we got the camo
fancy.
Queen.
Yeah, and then the camo queen. So anyway, that's super exciting. And it's going to be fun to announce that every Thursday, you know, on this episode, featuring local businesses. And just the benefits are just tenfold, you know. And so what we want to do is, I guess the motto is kind of think outside the box. And meaning that is think outside the big box stores. Stay local, keep it local, shop local, and support local, because they're in turn supporting us. So on that note, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we will be back with your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Okay, it wouldn't be this show if I wasn't a little late getting back from a break, because I'm talking too much. How do you talk for an hour and you're still talking all the time?
I don't think you've ever had a problem not talking, Shannon.
Probably not. So here in studio is Carlos with Umpqua Survival and Alan, owner of Premier Insurance. And it's been really fun having you guys on here. This was fun, and it went by so fast.
Yeah, it goes by fast.
Well, you know, earlier I was mentioning, well, maybe I didn't exactly mention why and how often I go into Carlos' store, Umpqua Survival, is sometimes I get bored at the office, or
what?
The girls just want to throw me out.
That's
and
more
so
like it.
I may sneak down to Carlos's, just to down at Umpqua Survival, just a place to hang out and spend some time and
get some testosterone.
Yeah, and one thing is, every time I like go in there, I do see something new, learn something new. Last time I was in, I had noticed, of course, they've always had dried foods. But last time I was in, I noticed they had dry foods. I was looking at the fine print. They were made right here in Roseburg, Oregon. And I was shocked, you know, and this was good-looking food. I mean, I wouldn't even qualify it as survival food, because it looks like something you take home for dinner. So, Carlos, is that part of you? Is it local? I mean, can you explain the background of that?
So it's Northwest Fork is the brand name of the food. the owners of Umpqua Survival also own Northwest Fork, and which is Kester Foods is the name of it. It's located out on Kester Road. But yeah, it's all made here in town, and you know, most of the sales for that stuff actually happen online and go to other places in the country. But it was just another one of the businesses that we're kind of the face for, I guess.
Well, you know, I was always kind of concerned because, I mean, we're talking food. You don't know really where your food comes from. I mean, is it made in China? Is it shipped over here? Where, you know, where is it being made? And to have a product that's made locally with the commitment that we've seen that, you know, the same owners as Umpqua Survival and the quality, I mean, it was fantastic product. So I would encourage anyone to step out. And the pricing on it was incredible. I couldn't believe it. It was like just going to dinner. So I would encourage anyone to go down the store and check that out. And you know, you pick up one or two a week or a month and just kind of put them away. And eat it first, because I can tell you it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. So, but a great source, so you don't have to plunk out, you know, $60 for a whole bucket at one of these big box stores. You can go down there and build your own little kit for the next snowpocalypse or COVID, you know, virus from all the gremlins attacking. So,
so are you the only store here locally too that has it? Like,
I believe so.
Yes.
I don't run that company, so I don't know exactly where else he has his stuff available. But I don't think it's anywhere else in town.
I would imagine.
But you can find it
local,
online.
Yeah.
Or you can just come down to the store and we have it.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah, the owners of Umpqua Survival actually own several businesses, mm-hmm. but most of the businesses are, you know, kind of in the background, or they do a lot of business out of state and whatnot. So that's one of the reasons why Umpqua Survival is able to do so much in the community, because we're kind of the community face for all the businesses.
The storefront face.
So we... the owners are very adamant about help giving back to the community, so we give back a lot to the community, and it's all because, you know, all the businesses do well, and we're able to do that.
Turnabout's fair play, you know. Mm-hmm. We send so much money out of the area that goes other areas. It's good these other people are sending money that comes back to us and blesses our community, and to have the ownership just with such generous hearts to give back to our community overwhelmingly. It's amazing. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah, what started out as just a way for us to get noticed, because when I took over the store, I swear every other customer that walked in the store said, I didn't even know you guys were here. And it broke my heart to hear that. So I was like, well, how am I going to get people to know we're here? So besides, you know, obvious things like boosting advertising and social media, you know, we made the store more noticeable, and I said we need to get way more involved in the community. So we started this the monthly raffle, and started being parts of all these different benefits and things that go on in the community, and I think it's working out for us.
Well, what a commitment. They've shown how to give, and how to give in a big way, and you're greatly appreciated, you and your entire family down at Umpqua Survival.
Yeah, we really like to give back to the community. We enjoy it.
Well, and I'm excited to have you on and update us on what's going on at Umpqua Survival every month on the business buzz, the local business buzz, and talk about that and keep people updated. And I will go out and get my ice cream sandwich, probably take a class, and
good
I'll
girl.
Update people on my experiences. And so, anyway, it's just really great to have you involved and Umpqua Survival to be part of this, and for us to all be, you know, local people, local companies, supporting other local companies.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to hear about other businesses in town.
So right, and just to get to know the people
we are one
the brand.
Big family, one yeah. big family.
We are. Well, it's been great having you both on here. You're so much fun, and this hour just flies by. It always does, but especially when you're talking fun subjects that, you know, you love to talk about and with good people. So thank you both so much for being here. And I think we are going to wrap it up here, and we will be back next week. We will have Nick Garcia, the coach from Douglas High School, here talking about the exciting new things they're doing with the football players out there and the next segment of the Local Business Buzz. See you next week. This is Shannon Sebastian with your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.